poll, only 15.5% of Democrats blame Hamas for current violence in Israel. By Wendell Hasibo on May 19, 2021. Only 15.5% of Democrats blame Hamas for the current Middle East violence, according to the Trafalgar Group. Nearly 38% of Democrats believe Israel is to blame for the current violence, while 34.4% do not know. It appears President Joe Biden has sided with the 15.5%. Relaying in a phone call Wednesday to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. Far-left Democrats have been advocating for Biden to show sympathy for such a position. Representative Rashid Tlaib, DME, tweeted May 10 that Biden should be defending Hamas. Israel attacks it during Ramadan. Where's the outrage at POTUS? She said. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, posted a similar message on May 8. We stand in solidarity with the Palestinian residents of Sheikh Jarrah in East Jerusalem, she said via Twitter. Israeli forces are forcing families from their homes during Ramadan and inflicting violence. It is inhumane and the U.S. must show leadership in safeguarding the human rights of Palestinians. With Hamas and radical Islamic militants firing more than 3,150 rockets into Israel as of May 18, Netanyahu stated Sunday that the counteroffensive would continue until the job is done. We continue the operation in Gaza as much as needed to restore calm, it will take time, he said. The poll was conducted between May 15 to 17 with 1,101 respondents of likely general election voters. The response rate was 1.47% and the margin of error is 2.95% with 95% confidence. The 538 pollster ratings, calculated by analyzing the historical accuracy of each polling organization's polls along with its methodology, rated the Trafalgar Group an A.